Hey there, Golf Trip Junkies. The Golf Trip Authority is here bringing the experience of the Buddy Golf Trip to life with the mission to entertain, inform, and inspire you with critical information for planning your next Buddy Golf Trip. I will get the 411 from industry experts with knowledge about the greatest golf resorts, courses, products, and services that make your golf trips truly memorable. Tune in weekly to get the latest golf trip goodness delivered straight to your earbuds. I'm your host, John Morse. Let's tee this up. What does a fighter pilot, Mag Wheels, Jack Nicklaus, Lake Michigan, and a mission so powerful it touches the very soul of America have in common? An unbelievable new bucket list golf destination, of course. American Dunes Golf Club. Set on the eastern shores of Lake Michigan is a historic Grand Haven golf club which was transformed into a national treasure. Sculpted through the deep sands, inspired by a passion for America, and built to honor American warriors and fund the legacies of their families, it's a place of gathering for patriots who share Mr. Nicklaus's love of the game and our country. There's no place like this in America. This is for America. American Dunes. In this episode, we'll talk to the general manager of American Dunes, Mr. Doug Bell, as he tells the story of how a vision became a reality from Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, a PGA professional, an F-16 fighter pilot with 3 tours of duty in Iraq, a husband, a father to 5 girls, and a founder of the Folds of Honor Foundation. The vision for American Dunes transcends golf, serving not only the mission of the Folds of Honor, but a safe haven for veterans and their families to find rehabilitation through the greatest game ever played, Jack's Game. Well, I'm your host, John Morse, along with our show caddy, Brian, and we'll be back to talk to Doug right after we thank our sponsors. Golf plans changed? We've got your fix. French Lick Resort is the perfect spot for an awesome golf getaway. The Donald Ross and Pete Dye courses have been ranked number 1 and 2 in Indiana for 10 years running. World-class golf, historic hotels, and a casino? Golf Trip Junkies, need I say more? Just visit tripcaddy.com/French Lick to check out some golf packages or request a quote to customize your own adventure. Make your next golf and gaming trip legendary at French Lick. Must be 21 to enter casino. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT or text INGAMB to 53342. Hey, Golf Trip Junkies, for an addictive read first thing in the morning, subscribe to the Morning Read newsletter. It's free in your inbox 6 days a week. You'll find PGA Tour news and sharp opinions from veteran golf writers, plus original videos, podcasts like the Golf Trip Authority, and more. Visit morningread.com and sign up for free today. That's morningread.com. Right now, you and your buddies have the rare opportunity to play the Copperhead Course, home of the PGA Tour's Valspar Championship, in prime tournament condition. While you're there, enjoy unlimited golf on Innisbrook's 4 championship courses with rolling terrain unlike typical Florida golf. You'll also get spacious accommodations, unlimited access to practice facilities, plus a full breakfast and lunch daily. Find out for yourself why Copperhead is the favorite among the world's finest golf professionals and why Innisbrook is a favorite for an ultimate buddy trip experience. Visit tripcaddy.com/Innisbrook to request a quote or call Innisbrook directly at 866-824-0471. Hey, Doug, we're so happy to have you on the show today. This is a very special episode. Say hello to our Golf Trip Junkies and tell us something about American Dunes that not many people will know about.
Well, guys, thank you very much, John, Brian. It's a pleasure to be on with you this morning, and it's an honor. I know you guys are helping drive the golf business in a unique way, and as an operator of a golf course, we're the recipient of your efforts and so many other people. So we appreciate the opportunity to come on and chat with you. What is unique that that folks might not know? I would say that American Dunes, which the golf course will speak for itself in its quality and its design features by Mr. Nicklaus, but we sit real close to Lake Michigan. Folks aren't going to realize that. I mean, at one point on the golf course, you could hit a driver if it was downwind. For most of us now, the young bucks could get there with one swing, but we're only 300 yards off the water, but you can't see it. You can hear it. You can which is really cool because you're always wondering what this noise is when those big waves are crashing real close on the cliffs, but you just can't see it. The fog rolls in off of it during certain days in the summer. So your temperature changes on the golf course a little bit from the clubhouse area out near the water. So it's really, you do get a little bit of that feel of old school golf, and you know it's over there, but that would be something that I think a lot of people might miss because the way you, most people will travel in and out of the golf course via vehicles will not be near the water. So we certainly hope that during their stay or their stay in our area that we can help steer them towards some of the beautiful scenery, the beverages, the dining opportunities, and just the relaxation that Lake Michigan has to offer in our area.
Yeah. And I think what's also special about that, as we were talking before, is, you know, I'm from West Michigan anyway. And so this area is absolutely beautiful. So if you're up there with your buddies, take advantage of some of the stuff that's going around in and around South Haven. It's just absolutely beautiful. It's a great place. Doug, you're very lucky to be out there. And Golf Trip Junkies, as you're traveling into the area, do take the time out to go check it out. And we'll talk a little bit more about the area. But thank you for that, Doug. As we get into this, this is a really special place, American Dunes. So let's start a little bit with the backstory of how it all got started and walk us through, you know, up to your launch of how this thing is getting put together and the people involved. I mean, it's special every which way you look at it. So let's start off with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney.
Yeah. So Lieutenant Colonel Rooney is our fearless leader, as we call him. It's his vision. This is his dream. And it's really amazing to see it come together. I know when I interviewed with Dan a few years ago and he and I were talking about my position coming down and helping steer the aircraft on site. I spent two full days with him, and the longest time period I had spent with Dan. And after I was done, I said, your mind never stops. You just, some of his ideas and concepts going forward are so far out there. And he said, man, I just don't. I've got all these ideas and these thoughts that we can do that are positive thoughts for our nation and the golf industry and just some remarkable stuff. So first and foremost, this is his dream and vision. The golf course was really good before. Grand Haven Golf Club has a very nice history, designed by Bruce Matthews, opened in the mid 60s and had a wonderful run. As recently as the mid 90s, the golf course was in the top 75 on the Golf Digest top 100 public golf courses you could play in the country. So it was well respected. Dan and his parents and some other investors purchased the golf course in 1998 from the Matthews family. And had a wonderful run, made some nice changes to the property, the land, some hole modifications, built a beautiful new clubhouse, brought it out of the 60s into the 90s and or the 2000s, so you could say. So had a great 20-year run, but the last 4 or 5 years were not kind to the golf course physically, financially, and you know, if you're from the Michigan market, there's a lot of really good golf, and unfortunately, there's some golf courses that have struggled over the years and are having to make hard decisions because of the overpopulation of good golf in Michigan.
Right.
So Grand Haven was no different. And Dan saw the writing on the wall, his family investors did, and it was not headed in the future. It was not going to be a golf course. So along the way, Dan didn't want to see that happen. He wanted to see the birthplace of the Folds of Honor Foundation. It's home base is Tulsa right now, but the birthplace where the first event was that created this mission was right here at Grand Haven Golf Club. So in a discussion with Jack Nicklaus at an event for Folds, where Mr. Nicklaus was the honorary chairman of Patriot Golf Day, which is the big push from Folds for all the golf courses in the country to do something on one day
right
for Folds. Mr. Nicklaus has been the honorary chairman for a few years, and at an event, that the media event for this, Dan and Jack had a conversation, and Dan basically just said, Jack, I've got this idea. I think this has got great possibility. There's a story to be told here. The land is really good. Would you consider giving me your opinion? Would you just come up? Can I pay you to come up, take a look at the property, tell me if I'm crazy or not? So Jack and Barbara flew up in the middle of 2018. I think it was July. Took a ride around, fell in love with Grand Haven, fell in love with the golf course, the land. The clubhouse had great possibilities, Barbara thought. So they went home and Jack called Dan back a while later and said, did you tell me that all your proceeds that you make are going to go to Folds of Honor? And Dan clarified it and said, Jack, 100% of our profits will be donated to Folds of Honor. So if we do this, I'll find partners, and our mission is to support Folds. Our mission is to get people to react to the veterans in the country, and we hope that they support Folds and see that how we support every branch of the service from a veteran standpoint. So Jack hadn't designed a golf course in a few years personally, no signature golf courses. His company was still actively designing, but he told Dan he would come out of his hiatus and he'd design the golf course for him personally, and he would waive his fee, which at the time, Jack said the last contract he had, he received $3 million for a design. So he said, Dan, the first three's on me. And so
wow,
they were off and running. It's interesting. I was interviewing with Dan in Tulsa at the Patriot Golf Club for a couple days in February. And while I was interviewing with Dan, the construction company that was hired and the Nicholas team was driving around Grand Haven Golf Club in snowmobiles in February of 19. And so they were marking all the trees that they wanted to initially remove. So it was a quick decision, but then we were off and running. The golf course played its last round in 2018 as Grand Haven Golf Club, and the trees started coming down in mid-March, late March of 19, and it's been under construction until just this past September.
That is an unbelievable story and an unbelievable start. It's just amazing to hear how all that comes together from one man's vision, one man's dream. It's really exciting to hear. And hey, Brian, you know, we talked before, we saw his documentary, which we would recommend highly to our listeners to go check out, Fly Into the Wind. It's on Amazon Prime. Go look at this story. Brian, we've seen it. It gives us goosebumps when we talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you, Doug, as I was sharing with you earlier, my wife and I watched that last weekend, and boy, what a tremendous story. The vision that Lieutenant Colonel Dan has is amazing, and you know, 100% of the profits is going to this foundation. Is just the whole thing is great, and then you couple it in with a Nicholas course and a very unique piece of land. There's you can't really find a better place to go, especially, and I'm sure we'll get to talking about the summers in Michigan, but what a beautiful place, but beautiful weather as well in the summertime.
Well, it is. I'll tell you, the golf course, American Dunes is our name. The dunes that run along this side of the state of Michigan and is close to Lake Michigan. Some protected, some that you can get your feet on and get crazy in. But it runs this whole west side of the state. And so it's no different. I hope when people come, they realize that there's a reason dunes is in the name, and they're going to be hitting a lot of sand wedges and hybrids out of the dunes. So come prepared. And if not, I'm sure we're going to stock a couple of those in the golf shop for you. But the golf course started, the vision was let's take a few trees down. Let's touch the tees and the greens. Let's generally leave the fairways alone. We'll use the same routing, the same directional routing, and we'll make a golf course that's much more playable and open and that all can enjoy. The intention was never to design a golf course that was going to host major tournaments or host big events. It was going to be a course that all people could play, all abilities would enjoy. And it was interesting. I left an initial conversation with Luke, Colonel Rooney in January at the PGA show. I made a few phone calls to some friends in the know who called friends in the know at the Nicholas Company. And some of the comments that were coming out of the staff there was, we're going to build a nice golf course. It won't be world beating. It won't be the best in the country. It won't be the best in Michigan, but Jack won't do anything unless it's going to be good. So we're going to build a good golf course on a pretty fairly tight piece of land. Fast forward to the finished product, those same staff members were shaking their head and saying, you have a golf course that can compete against anything in the country and potentially anything on the globe. pretty powerful words. And ultimately, that's an architect's, you know, every architect is going to be proud of their work. They're going to say what they feel in their heart. I can tell you that these people that built this golf course were into it tremendously. The time, effort, and energy that they spent, not taken away from anybody that at that level that builds golf courses around the country, but I believe they put in some extra time and they got it right. And what we were left with was truly a golf course that is amazing. It's getting national press. The media that has been fortunate to come in and play us are making some very strong, kind comments about the design and the quality of the work, how different it is from a typical Mr. Jack Nicklaus golf course design. Ultimately, it's going to be in your eyes, guys, and your the people who are listening that make a decision to come up and play. They're the ones that matter. They're going to tell us if it's good or not. And so I call it a tainted opinion right now. I think it's going to be good, but I'm anxious to hear what the customers think when they go around it. The weak players, the fantastic players, and everybody in between.
Yeah, for sure. So as people are making their journeys up there, when is the best time to play the course to really experience the magic that the people have put together up there?
You know, we're a 7-month season in Michigan, and I've spent 25 years of my career in Michigan, a little further north, also along the lake shore and one stop inland a little bit. So we've got a little bit more weather down or a little bit more sunshine down here in the southwest side of the state. But typically you're playing golf from April through October. When's the best time? Everybody in Michigan will tell you it's Memorial Day to Labor Day. And it's just what you want. I mean, you come see us in October, it's going to be some fun, crazy golf when the winds are howling and the trees are blowing sideways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that Scottish type feel, because the golf course looks old. It looks like it's been here forever. I mean, it's really got an incredible visual appeal to it. But, you know, if you're here late May, June, July, August, September, you're going to have all the leaves on the trees and it's going to look good.
Yeah.
You've got to pull the trigger and open the door at some time. So I look back at the pictures when we had our media event here and Jack was in for his final look at the golf course in September, and it was plush as heck. And the leaves are on all the trees. So it looks like a finished complete golf course. Well, we're going to open on May 3rd to the public and the leaves aren't going to be on the trees yet. So right. The golf course is going to look great, but it's not going to look like a finished product just because it is what it is with the leaves popping out. And so, you know, what I say by Memorial Day, we should look stunning. Our photographer, Niall Young, who has photographed some of the greatest golf courses in the world, all over the country and a lot over in Scotland. He said, Doug, every picture I took for you, this is a statement he made last fall when he was here. So 2020, he said, Doug, I'm going to get you two or three good pictures. Next year, you're going to throw them out. And every picture I take for you will get thrown out in 2021. So I'll finally get you pictures in 2022 of what you will look like in the future, because so much of the golf course is seeded with fescue grasses that are going to take about 3 years to fully mature. So we look good, we're going to look better, and we're going to look our best in 3 years.
Wow.
So if you can't make it this year, trust me, it's only going to get better for a few years.
Golf Trip Junkies, if you remember what he just said, as far as the media that was already there are raving about it, can you imagine what it's going to look like in 3 years? Doug, that's incredible. Hey, I wanted to take a quick moment to, you know, let's explain to our listeners a little bit about what the Folds of Honors is all about, what its mission is, and talk about why it's important that all the proceeds are going to this foundation, which is absolutely incredible and very heartfelt.
Okay, so the Folds of Honor Foundation, if you're listening and have never heard of it, we hope that you Google it. You can find a terrific story on our website at AmericanDunesGolfClub.com. It's the video that explains the story by Colonel Rooney in his words. But essentially, 14 years ago, Dan had an experience. He's flying F-16s. He flew three tours in Iraq. And between a couple of those tours, he came home to see his parents, check on the golf course. It's interesting that the year they bought the golf course and started down this path of ownership in the golf business, Dan signed up to go fly jets in the military. So he was in one part of the world. His parents are running the golf course on this side of the world. And so he came home to see him one summer, take a break in between tours. And he had this experience in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he flew in late at night. And the pilot asked everybody to stay on the plane, please stay seated before they deplane, because they had an American hero on board that they were going to unload out of the cargo hold. And it was a soldier that had been killed overseas. And as Dan looked out the window, he saw Jacob Buckland, who was 4 years old at the time, standing there watching his dad's coffin come down the ramp. And he realized that that little boy wouldn't have a dad anymore. So Dan went back, told his wife about it, his parents about it, and decided to do something for Jacob. And they quickly organized a golf tournament at Grand Haven Golf Club and called some media, called some people. They had a nice crowd show up, and they raised a little over $8,700. And in the process of getting that money to Jacob's family, it was difficult. They couldn't get it to the family in a way that they felt was appropriate. And they wanted to raise the money for an educational scholarship for him. So Dan said, if I can't find an organization that can help me get this money to him in the proper way, I'll figure it out myself. And so over the garage back home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, where Dan's unit was based out of, he and his wife started what is now the Folds of Honor Foundation. And just to give you an idea, so 14 years ago, one scholarship, $8,700. Last year in 2020, they issued 4,500 scholarships were issued last year, totaling just over $22.5 million. So from $8,700 to $22.5 million, that's just a year. Overall, they've issued over $140 million in scholarships to over 28,000 recipients. So Fold's mission is to raise funds for educational scholarships, both secondary and younger. So young kids can apply to families with little kids that can also apply at a different level. But a typical scholarship is $5,000. So Folds raises money to award educational scholarships to our military families, to the spouses and children of our members that were either killed serving in the country or severely wounded to where they can't make a typical income. There's more than just a death that qualifies folks for being a recipient. And I've heard so many of the family stories across this country. It's truly life-changing when they receive the scholarship, and it's not just financial, especially for our family. It's more supportive. The Folds family, all the individuals that work at the organization are fantastic. So not only financial support, but emotional support as well.
Yeah.
So that's what Folds is. It's been 14 years of, as Colonel Rooney says, high speed, low drag. They're very proud that over 91, I could be wrong, it might be 92 cents of every dollar now goes directly to scholarships. They have very few staff. They run a lean, mean, fast operation, and it's a wonderful organization, platinum rated. People can research that. I've had friends of mine that are very sensitive on who they give their charitable givings to. And after hearing what we're doing over the years and supporting Folds, they've researched it and felt like it was a very, very good, solid, safe organization to give charitable dollars to. So Dan and the rest of the team are extremely proud of that. It's all about the kids, as they like to say, and taking nothing away from the spouses. It's a great group of people.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Doug, thank you for sharing your heart on that. And, you know, our listeners out there, just take a minute to let that soak in. And Doug, I think you mentioned this to me before, when soldiers go off to war, they tell their comrades to say, if something happens to me, please just make sure my family's taken care of. And I think that is the heart behind all of this, is that this mission of Folds of Honor is to really make sure that when something does happen, and it has happened, that these people's families are taken care of. And this is something that Colonel Rooney has done just by that one moment on the plane to look out the window and see that. So it's truly remarkable and it's really special. And if that doesn't pull on the heartstrings of our listeners and golf trip junkies out there, get up and look at this place, get up and support, stand up for your country and do what's right. And it's really special, and it's our honor, Doug, to be able to talk with you about that. And it's really, truly amazing. And I'm just excited and honored and to be an American and to be talking with you and the team out there that have really just crushed it to be able to support for those families. So thank you.
Well, we thank you. I mean, getting the word out is the ultimate. And again, there are wonderful charities out there. And there's other wonderful charities that support our military members. This is one avenue. Dan is very, very, I don't know what the right word is. It's slipping my mind, but he feels educating our soldiers' legacies when the worst of the worst happens, and to the 1% that are out there defending our freedom. If the worst happens, or the next to worst thing happens, and we can help those surviving spouses and children get an education. You know, everybody in this world who's had a child, I'm sure within the first few days is thinking about, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay for college? I got to figure this out.
Yeah.
And especially families that have multiple kids. I mean, it's a big deal. So if a little bit of that stress and burden can be taken off, that's Fold's mission. And, you know, I'm not saying a $100 scholarship isn't something, because I earned some of those, fortunately, in my past, and every dollar is important, but a $5,000 scholarship is a pretty big chunk of money.
Yeah.
Over, you know, so it's all good. That's our mission. Please, if you don't know about Folds of Honor, research it. Great people. You can see a lot online if you search for it. So,
right.
And you mentioned the documentary on Amazon Prime. It features five families and interweaves Dan's vision. Those families are all over the country. That's a great, just Google Folds of Honor Fighter Pilots Mission on Amazon Prime, and it's well done. So
for sure.
That being said, when you come to American Dunes, you will realize before you get to the clubhouse where you're at, that you're at the home of the Folds, where it started, what it's accomplished.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the golf course. We're going to talk about more about the goodness, the experience of what golfers are going to enjoy when they get there. So let's take a break, Doug. And when we come back from thanking our sponsors, we'll get right into it.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney founded the Folds of Honor Foundation and their flagship event of the year, Patriot Golf Day, on Memorial Day. And it has become the America's largest nationwide golf fundraiser. Participants range from PGA professionals and presidents to athletes, celebrities, and patriots just like you. It's easy to participate whether you're an individual or would like to register your club. Just get out there and play, donate, and make a difference in the lives of military families. Please visit foldsofhonor.org and click that Patriot Golf Day link in the header.
We're back, and we're talking with Doug Bell at the American Dunes, the brand new American Dunes, who supports the Folds of Honor. And Doug has been sharing his heart and sharing the mission and sharing all the goodness of what's out there at American Dunes, as they have partnered with Jack Nicklaus to build this magnificent facility that gives back to our fallen heroes and their families. And it's just this is so special, Doug. I'm just so excited to have you on. And let's continue down our discussion around, you know, this golf course. I mean, this is a Jack Nicklaus redesigned place that is just unbelievable. So I know you were telling us a little bit about the experience of once you get there and start experiencing the golf course. Tell us a little bit about what golfers can expect when they jump in that golf cart and get ready to head out.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll back up just to, before I get you to the golf course. Before we went on the air, we were talking about how the folks that have booked starting times with us, they're going to get an email from us about a week before arrival, asking them to make sure they show up a good hour before, because there's going to be so much to see beyond the golf course. So folks are going to come, they're going to book a tee time from wherever in the country, whether that's Michigan, the Midwest, or nationally. They're going to book times, and they're going to come because they've heard about this golf course. What they're not realizing is when they get out of their car and start towards the clubhouse, they're going to walk through a Folds of Honor Memorial walkway where no golf clubs will be allowed. So if you're backpacking it, we're going to grab them from you, and we're going to take them to the other side of the building. No clubs allowed, human foot traffic only. Through this memorial walkway that will tell a little bit quickly the story of Folds, where it started, where we're at today, some of those numbers I mentioned to you earlier. But along this path, you're going to walk through the boot prints, the bronze plated boot prints in the concrete of some of our soldiers that are unfortunately no longer with us. And on the right side and left side will be some plaques that tell you the story of that soldier. Who they were, where they were from, what happened, and how Folds has touched their life. So by the time you get to the door of the clubhouse and see the golf course for the first time, because this memorial walk path that you're going to be in, it's going to have concrete walls above you 8 feet tall. So you're going to be totally enveloped in this experience and not see the golf course. And when you pop out at the end, it'll be like look coming out of the tunnel at Notre Dame, you know, or Michigan Stadium, or pick your favorite NFL stadium. And when you come out of the tunnel, you see it for the first time. And we feel that most individuals will have a few goosebumps by the time they get to the door. They might get it, that this isn't just driving up and playing an awesome golf course. So you'll go in, you'll have the retail in your face, cool experience that the golf shop's going to give you. You'll see that for the first time, the Cavoo Squadron bar that we'll talk about. There's going to be things hanging on the wall in there from Mr. Nicholas on loan from his family. There's going to be military stuff on the wall that's going to blow people away. So I think the anticipation of the cold beverage after your round of golf is going to be pretty high at that point. Then you get to go outside and we put you on a golf cart that is, I laugh because typically in a job of a general manager, you're negotiating down. When you try to acquire golf carts and you say, this is what I want, you try to drive the price down. We went the opposite direction. Dan said, I want the golf cart experience to be the most awesome experience anywhere. So not only is the golf course good, but the golf carts are going to be the cherry on top. So we've got awesome. red, white, and blue golf carts that have the GPS that so many nice courses have today. But they've got mag wheels, custom seats, custom steering wheels. Every one of them's got a JBL dual speaker Bluetooth sound system installed in it. So you can put on whatever music you want and it will not sound bad. I can promise you that. And as you drive to the first tee, Mr. Nicholas will come on a video on the GPS screen and welcome you and thank you for playing and thank you for supporting the mission. And then as you move around the golf course in this cart, you're going to have occasionally a story from some of our scholarship recipients that'll play and thank you for playing and tell you just very briefly that you're here for a bigger purpose. You're going to wrap up your round on the 18th hole as you approach the tee with a nice little video by Colonel Rooney and a very special little thing that's going to happen. So I'll save that for later. So that's the golf cart. That's and afterwards when you come into the Cavoo, that's awesome. But what will you see when you play the golf course? You'll see a golf course that is a playable tee to green for everybody. It's only got three times on the golf course where a person has to get the ball airborne to carry, the dune. Okay. So we have water on the golf course for irrigation purposes and a little bit of decorative, but the water is off to the sides. It's not directly in front of you. As one of the media guys said, it's the first time he's seen a Nicholas golf course where all the penalties are lateral. And that was very surprising and very pleasant for him to see. And this is a gentleman who's in his late 60s as he played the golf course. And he walked it. So it's a very walkable golf course. We talk about the carts being incredible, but the golf course is very walkable. We'll have some four caddies this year that if folks want to take one to assist, we'll have that available. But you'll see a golf course that's tee to green, got only three times where you have to get it airborne to clear a dune. The chipping and putting is chipping or putting off the green is going to be critical and a lot of fun because their green complexes are really awesome. They didn't bury any elephants in the greens. They're all pretty level. The slopes have been anticipated because of the green speeds. So the green complex will be fun. The dune, as we say, either runs up the left side or the right side of every single hole. Usually it splashes up to the green on one side or the other. So as you get off to a kind of a, hey, this is kind of nice start, the first two or three holes, don't tease you. They tease you, but you don't see the property. You just get going. And then, when you pop up on the fourth tee, you're one of the highest elevations on the golf course and, the cameras will come out because that's when you see, the golf course in front of you. And it looks like you're on a property that's hundreds and hundreds of acres bigger than what we are. So then you play four through 18 and you're in it to win it. The front nine is, much softer than the back nine. In our rating process with the Golf Association of Michigan, who handles rating the golf courses in the state, for the USGA, we're the first golf course, I believe, in the state of Michigan where the handicaps were switched. So most golf courses you play, the handicap holes are rated even on the back and odd on the front. So if you get one shot, you're going to get it on the front nine in case you play a nine-hole match. Ours is reversed. So the holes one through nine from a difficulty rating standpoint are on our back nine. And the others are on our front nine. So that's a little unique.
That sounds great.
So so if you're just getting one shot in a massive match, differential, it's going to be on the back nine on hole 16. So you better play hard till you get to 16.
There we go. That's where Brian usually takes all my money is on that, the last three holes coming in.
Yeah.
I start collapsing.
And you know, there were a lot of trees taken off the property. We sit on 145 acres. Like I said earlier, we're only 300 to, 600 yards at the furthest off Lake Michigan. It's going to be a windy golf course. To play 36 holes, we all chuckle. We've been able to go out and play a few holes here and there, and I've hit some tee shots on days when it's been perfectly calm and then gone back out there in a freaking hurricane. So to see what the differential scores will be when people come, a group of your buddies come up and play it in the morning and then they have lunch and they go out and play it in the afternoon. The afternoon rounds are going to be completely different because of the wind. It's going to be fun to experience those stories after watching this thing play or be built for two consecutive summers.
That sounds absolutely amazing, and the course out there is magnificent, and I just can't wait to get out there and play it. Brian, I mean, we've seen some courses with sand. Pinehurst plays at Sand Valley in Wisconsin, has a lot of that. Even Erin Hills has a lot of the sand that we're talking about. It's something to look at, but it's also kind of fun to play, and the way they're talking about the lateral hazards, that is unique to Jack's designs, which is that's also pretty cool.
So Chris Cochran, Jack's lead architect, who's been with Jack for 35 years before starting this project. So Chris was on site a lot. And the fact that they were also redoing Muirfield Village during this last year's construction, Jack, and they were only a few hours away. So they were here a lot to check on and make sure the details were spot on. Kind of shared trips out of their Florida office to Muirfield and American Dunes. he made a comment, and this, again, he prefaces it, and I understand this, taking away nothing from the Erin Hills or the Sand Valleys or those big golf courses sit on 1,000-acre pieces of land. We sit on 145 acres. It's extremely tight, but you don't feel that when you play the course. So he felt that they kept the character of what was here, and then added or exposed all the dunes. So you get to play a golf course that has wider, bigger fairways, maybe not as wide as Sand Valley, maybe not as wide as Erin Hills, because those are big, monstrous courses. We've got this smaller piece of land that they kept the character of the original routing, but exposed all these dunes. So you have to hit some pretty good shots. If you want to play tips, you want to get it back there to 672.5. You better bring your A game, because there's some good strategy built into it. That's what's going to be fun to watch, the spread from the beginning players to the really good players, because we've had some folks come look at it. You know, when the senior tour played over in Flint this summer, a couple of the caddies slid over here and took a look. And I mean, they were taking pictures the entire round and texting back to their bosses who were hitting balls on the range. And Jack happened to be over there the next day, and he was holding court because all the senior tour players wanted to ask him about American Dunes because they thought what they saw was amazing.
Wow.
That's some pretty fun stuff when you hear that.
Yeah.
And again, that's everybody's got their opinions, and you know how that goes.
Right.
So I've been doing this a long time. I for all your listeners out there, I was at a resort with 36 holes in a small hotel, and I talked to groups of twos, fours to hundreds. And my job was to book them at our resort and get them on Arcadia Bluffs and get them down the street to the Hemlock, all in West Michigan. And I lived that for 15 years. So I've missed those stories of hearing the golfers come off and giving you compliments, giving you their surprise, and giving you their opinion when it wasn't real good. It's all part of it. So
right.
stepping away in 2018 from all those buddy trips and having 2 years of construction where nothing, I haven't heard from a golfer in 2 years, and the anticipation of putting 20,000 people out there this summer and letting them see it and then come on, tell me what you think. It's going to be information overload, but it's going to be so exciting to hear what the actual players think of what's been done.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. You're going to get blown away with all the compliments, I'm sure. I can't imagine anybody saying anything negative about what you're planning out there. So that's going to be exciting for you. I look forward to talking to you after the summer to see your elation of everything. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So, and you know, I'll say it this way. A lot of people are comparing us to Arcadia in Michigan, in the Michigan market. You know, there's some unique golf courses. Michigan's got a huge yeah. history of golf and some great, great golf that you can come from all over the country to play. We do have that old look. We look a little bit like Arcadia. Every golf course is different. And, having been in the backyard of Arcadia at a smaller resort for many years and watching them grow up, so to speak, a lot of folks went up there, paid the higher fee, and came back and said, I don't like it. Or the word got out that it's nothing like what they've played before, and I'm not going there to pay that price. And I always said to the folks, go play it one time. Take your one time, go play it, and then you have your opinion. But don't judge it on somebody else's thoughts. You might love it. You might hate it. You might never go back, but that's your choice.
That's
right. It's your choice what kind of car you buy. So if you're a Chevy guy and you say you'll never drive a Ford, then never drive a Ford. That's your choice. But don't criticize it until you've given it a shot.
That's right.
You know, we are going to be at a little different price point than what Grand Haven Golf Club was. The investment warrants it. The product warrants it. It's not out of reach. And we've heard some people make some comments about that to us. And I just hope that I hope that they'll give us a try. If they don't come back, I don't think it's because we're not going to treat them properly. I think they're going to have a wonderful day. And if it's not what they like, if it's not what they choose to come back, that's fine. We're going to be honored that they played us, because the mission where the money's going is going to be different. and they helped us, whether it's one visit or 20 visits, they helped us.
Right.
So I think it'll be fun to hear the good, the bad, and the amazing stories that will come out of this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's get into, I know you guys are building some cool facilities for buddy trips as we continue that talk around bringing buddies in. In 2022, you're going to have the camp open. Tell us a little bit about what that is and how people can experience that.
Okay, so we've got on the books in the final design stages, a 16-room lodge would be the simplest way for people to visually picture a lodge. It'll be a two-story building, 12 rooms on the upper level, and four on the lower level with all the other utilities that have to be in the building. It's going to have a cool area called the bunker, a big open gathering room with big screen TVs and pool tables and a self-service bar area that you could put your beverages and things like that in. So we call it the camp. It's the rooms aren't going to be massive. There's going to be one bed in each room, one queen bed in each room. We're on a tight piece of land, and we're fitting some things in that weren't there before. So the camp will feature 16 very nice rooms. Americana for sure. Every bed will have a flag flying over it on the wall that was flown by Colonel Rooney in Iraq in an F-16 over as he was delivering the president's mail, as he likes to say, and protecting our guys on the ground. So it's a very, very Americana feel. Again, only 16 rooms, so it's not. We know we're not going to fill it with everybody that wants to get in. But beyond that, we've got relationships with the hotels in town, the bed and breakfasts, some of the Airbnbs, and we will do all we can if a group calls us and they can't get in with us, or if they want to come this year and they're looking for assistance, we've got staff members that can help steer that for them, shorten that that research, and do all we can so that if you want to come in, stay a couple nights, play us a couple days, maybe slip in another round of golf at another local golf course, whether that's an hour south, 30 minutes north, or you want to slide up the shoreline and play Arcadia, which is 2 hours away. We can help make those tee times for you. We can help put that together and are happy to do so.
Oh, that's great. No, that's going to be awesome for people that do want to spend the night and go try some of the other courses or play American Dunes again. I can only imagine. So that's going to be really cool. Excited for that. Now, you've got something cool with the bar there called the Cavu Bar. Tell us what that thing is and tell us what Cavu means.
So Cavu is the name of our squadron bar. The Cavu Squadron Bar. Colonel Rooney, again, in his vision, he wanted to try to replicate as close as he could the experience that the fighter pilots defending our nation get to experience. So every base that they fly out of has a watering hole that when they get done, they come down and they talk of their mission. They learn from each other. They have a cold beverage. And so some of all of that he's been fortunate to experience, you and I don't get to. And so he wanted to recreate that as close as he could in a nice atmosphere. So when you come into the clubhouse, what was our restaurant bar is going to be our bar restaurant. So we will be 70% liquid and 30% solid. The food we serve will be tight. It'll be a small menu, but it'll be very good and very unique. But to come in afterwards, sit in this Cavu Squadron Bar. Cavu stands for Ceiling and Visibility Unlimited, which is a acronym or abbreviation for a clear blue sky day, which is what every pilot wants to see when it's time to go airborne. So Cavu will have memorabilia on the wall from Mr. Nicholas, on loan from Barbara and Jack. They're hand selecting the items that they'd like us to display from his years doing all that he's done for golf. So we'll have a section in the room with his information on the wall. We'll have a lot of military imagery, a lot of military memorabilia. Budweiser out of St. Louis is personally designing our bar experience, our draft tap beer experience. So you're going to see your cold hand cramping Budweiser beer come out of a AIM-9 missile that's going to be hanging off a wingtip of an F-16.
Wow.
It's on our back bar wall. So when the wing lights up and the missile lights up, and when you pour that Budweiser or that Bud Light out, you'll kind of know it's different. But a big horseshoe bar, some really cool memorabilia in it, hanging above the bar in the center where underneath our staff members will be 2 8-foot models of an experience in Vietnam that's known as Pardo's Push. So if you want to Google this, Pardo, P-A-R-D-O, Pardo's Push, you'll get imagery that'll tell you exactly what you're going to see. But 2 F-4 Phantom jets that Colonel Pardo, he and his wingman were on a mission in Vietnam, and they were both shot. Their aircrafts were both damaged, but his wingman's was damaged and losing fuel so bad that they couldn't make it back to, he wasn't going to make it back to safe territory. So Colonel Pardo came up with this idea, swung around behind him and asked him to put his tail hook down. And he put his tail hook against his windscreen of his jet, and Colonel Pardo pushed him. They pushed him all the way to safe territory, and they all bailed out and they all lived. So,
wow, what a story.
It's legendary in the Air Force world. It's one of the, you know, anybody that's been in the Air Force and has anything to do with piloting, if you mention the Pardo's Push, they'll know exactly what you're talking about. Well, we're going to have this 16 foot or 18 foot long display of that above our bar. And then we'll tell the story on the menu. It's like one of those, as Dan says, the story means everything. And this is the story of how one man decided to save his wingman's life. It's all about, he was going to give up his life, but he was not going to let his wingman go down and be killed if he would have had to bail out over enemy territory.
Right.
So we what found last week, believe it or not, Colonel Pardo is alive. He's in his late 80s, and we found him in South Texas. He's probably freezing down there right now. But he and his wife are going to come up to our grand opening and see this model hanging over the bar. So pretty cool stuff.
That's cool. Hey, Brian, I'll go ahead and ask the question for you. So in the Cavu bar, is there a jukebox in there playing You've Lost a Love and Feeling on, over and over?
The plan right now is there may be.
Oh, you're kidding me.
We got to hold some secrets back, but that's where we're saying folks want to show up early. They want to walk around in there, whether they're drinking a hot cup of coffee. I live on coffee, so we'll have some of the best coffee that you could have before your round. And there's a pretty good chance we're going to have whatever beverage you like to have, whether it's water or other than water, after the round.
Oh, that's awesome. I was totally messing around and I had to throw Brian under the bus, but that's awesome how you guys are thinking about that. That's cool. So
yeah, when you look out, so at 1300 hours every day, which is 1 o'clock for us civilians, at 1300 hours every day, we're going to play taps over the loudspeakers. Everybody on the golf course will hear it. We're going to ask players to pause, reflect, take your hat off, and respect those that would love to be playing right beside you, but they can't be, whether they're just simply injured or, you know, if we all think long and hard enough, I bet we all know a veteran who played golf somewhere, but isn't playing golf with us anymore. So think about those folks while taps gets played very loudly and the bell chimes 13 times. It'll be a tradition that we do. And then
that's special.
At 30 minutes past sunset, every day, we're going to bring the American flag down. We have a 70-foot pole straight out from our patio and our bar on the across one of the ponds right on the 10th fairway. And so that oversized American flag will come down at retreat, as it's known in the military, 30 minutes past sunset, with some of our staff members going down and bringing that down while we play the national anthem, kind of end our day. So there's going to be some neat tradition. There's going to be reasons to hang out afterwards. We certainly want everybody to get home safely to their bed and come back and play us again the next day. But as a buddy's trip goes, I have a feeling that your listeners, if they commit to coming, whether that's just to play us or whether we help them get on other golf courses and they put it together in a 2 or 3 day trip, they're going to go back with some memories for sure.
For sure. Golf Trip Junkies, this is gold right here. I mean, a golf with a heart and a mission that fuels passion for the game. That's so amazing. This is so great. So for our listeners out there, if you do plan a golf trip out there in West Michigan, there are some options to get around, like Doug was just mentioning. You've got another Jack Nicklaus design down south, which is Harbor Shores. He did a great job down there, which is pretty cool. You got, for the private members, if you know somebody, the Dunes Club is right around the corner, a little bit south there. Then you've also got Hawkshead and the Ravines right near Grand Rapids coming out. Hawkshead is south in South Haven, but the Ravines is there, which is also a fun golf course. Make this part of your buddy trip as you're experiencing West Michigan golf. Put American Dunes on there. Play it once. Play it twice. Play it three times. You're not going to be disappointed to get that full experience. And then finally, we mentioned a couple of these others like Arcadia Bluffs and Forest Dunes is getting a terrific press these days. So try to, as you're coming up through Michigan, if you're coming from Chicago, especially if you fly in from Chicago, it's only, you know, you can get some great golf up around the west side of Michigan. Any other courses, Doug, that I've missed that maybe people might want to check out?
You know, you've got, I live, my most of my career, everyone has been in northern Michigan. So I know every person who runs every golf course and every resort in northern Michigan by first name and probably other cell phones in my pocket. So, you know, all the Boyne golf courses,
Boyne,
the treetops, you know, getting all through the Gaylord Market. All that stuff is easy to get to. The Traverse City Market, you know, the Grand Traverse Resort has not only the Jack Nicklaus, the original Bear that was built back in the late 80s, you know, the first, his first experience in Michigan, but they've got two other golf courses there as well that are real good. And Traverse City is, you know, it's awesome if you want to put a wine and golf trip together.
For sure.
Let's not forget about
your old favorite of Manistee National up there.
Yeah. 20 years of my life at Manistee National, two really good golf courses, just south of Arcadia Bluffs. You know, a nice hotel, very nice hotel. And that's their specialty. They work buddy trips to, you know, you play those two golf courses and let them get you on Arcadia and some others. So the Kingsley Club is a secretive little place up near Traverse City. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I've already assisted folks from the Houston area and other places in Dallas that are coming up that they don't know. They've heard about us. They want to play us. They have a tie to the military. So we're on their list. And then they say, where else should we go? We're happy to let your listeners know our knowledge. And it's a big roadmap in northern Michigan. So sometimes it's, there's an easy way to get around and put a trip together that's convenient. You don't want to spend all your time in a car. But, you know, as far as we're concerned, we're 45 minutes outside of the airport in Grand Rapids, where every major airline flies in and out of.
That's right.
We're truly only a couple hours out of Chicago. So whichever airport you want to jump into Chicago and come around the bottom of the lake, we're only 2 hours from downtown Chicago. And, right here, just 15 minutes north of us in Muskegon, Michigan, is United Airlines flies in, you know, two or three times a day. So if you fly United, you can get super close. If you or worst case scenario, you're flying into Grand Rapids, which is only 45 minutes away. So we can route you a trip if you allow us to give you advice, or you can adventure on your own and make some fun mistakes and find yourself at a brewery or at a cool pub somewhere along a dirt road.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, Brian, one of the other things that people may not know about up there is that you can actually take a boat from Ludington and shoot over to Milwaukee and go play Whistling Straits or Erin Hills and tie that into your buddy trip. That's pretty cool too.
You can. There's actually two ferries. The big boat runs from Ludington over to Manitowoc. So that boat leaves 1 hour north of us in Ludington, Michigan. And then there's actually a faster boat that leaves out of Muskegon, Michigan and goes over to Milwaukee. So it's a 2 hour versus a 4 hour. It's a big cruise ship type boat, the old boat versus a more modern ferry type hydroplane boat.
Yeah, that's really cool. quite the experience. So Trip Caddy has all those golf courses that we've talked about. They're up on tripcaddy.com. We're happy to help your mission, Doug, is route people where they need to be. And on our show notes page for the Golf Trip Authority, we'll be talking about those different courses and how they can maximize and build in American Dunes into their buddy trip. So as we get set to wrap up here, how do you get the full experience out of American Dunes? We've been talking about so much goodness there, but what's the absolute must-see thing when you're at the resort at American Dunes? What should you not leave without checking out?
I think we started this conversation, the very first question you asked me, and I'll end it the same way. If you have the ability, give yourself time to see and experience the lakeshore. Literally, I'm 5 minutes from downtown Grand Haven. Downtown Grand Haven has some of the greatest beaches and the boats. You'd swear you're in Miami. There's so much boat traffic and very nice boat traffic in the Spring Lake Grand Haven area. So the beaches are packed. The state park down there is on the beach, and it's one of the largest in the state. So if you're coming here to play American Dunes, and you stay with us at least for a night, or stay in our area at least for a night, play us a couple times, and you give yourself time to, not only is it going to be cool, and we want you to spend the time at the golf course and see the flag coming down at 10:15 or whatever it is, midsummer, but the next morning to have coffee maybe downtown on the beach and experience what this area has. It might just make you want to come back with your spouse for a longer trip, and not to rule out buddy trips. There better be some ladies that are listening, because there's a lot of fun up here to be had in that realm. So I hope I see a bunch of couples trips up here too. So that's what I'd say. Not only we are going to be do not miss our golf experience and everything else we've talked about, but please give yourself an opportunity to see the lake shore.
Yeah, for sure. And even as the camp gets built out in 2022 in the basement, you're going to have the bunker, which is going to be, for after golf festivities, hanging out down there, pool table. Sounds like you've got some cool ideas planned for that thing as well, right?
Yeah. We're a small town. We're going to have some great amenities on site. We will have, and the future will have even more. But the amenities in our local area, multiple breweries, wineries, the water, it's really an awesome little town. So we hope we can be your entertainment guides for a few days. Let's just put it that way.
Absolutely. Based on what you've been hearing, how do you summarize this, Brian?
Well, I think that last piece that Doug mentioned as it relates to, we always ask, what else is there to do? And your GM at a resort like this says, go check out the lake and check out everything the town has to offer. That says volumes about where this place is. And there is truly a lot to do than just the golf and a lot to take in. So I guess to all the listeners out there, I would encourage you to follow his advice and definitely take advantage of it where you can.
I'd be terrible if I didn't say this. I'm not a native to Grand Haven. I'm learning to be a native. I'm a native to Northern Michigan and Western Michigan, the shoreline. We are Coast Guard City, USA. Grand Haven was the first city in the United States to receive that designation. We have a massive festival every summer where the entire world of the Coast Guard comes to Grand Haven. The big ships all come in from all over the country. And it's a huge festival in late July and August. Crazy stuff goes on, but it's Coast Guard City, USA. So when you come here and you get down on the water and you see the Coast Guard station and you see some of the Coast Guard memorabilia down there, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm terrible that I didn't mention that before this time in our conversation, but there is some neat stuff to look at in that regards as well.
Yeah, for sure. It is a beautiful area. And a quick shout out to my alma mater, Western Michigan University. This is where we used to go and hang out up and down the coast there. And so all the different cool things, there's a ton to see, ton to do for families, for your buddies. You just got to get there.
Hey, here's a fun fact for you. And I say this with a smile on my face, but have you guys seen the movie or the movies American Pie?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so there was some comedy in those movies. I think you know, as you look back at your history of movies in your childhood, those had a pretty good following. That movie, when they're at their home, they're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, even though it's not called that. And when they're over at the lakeshore on the beach having their fun, that's Grand Haven. So that movie is based on Grand Haven, Michigan.
That is cool. I didn't know that. You know, I always knew that they were doing some filming in and around Grand Rapids, but I didn't know Grand Haven, where some of the scenes were too. That's crazy cool.
Yep. When they went to Stifler's mom's house, they were in Grand Haven.
So Stifler's mom lives in Grand Haven. That's fantastic.
Well, that's what they say. I haven't seen her floating around here, but I've only been here a couple years.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great movie too. So, so American Dunes, you guys are launching in May. Tell us the date again. And I know it's going to be a private ceremony, but you guys are taking reservations now, but tell us when you're launching and then people can start booking immediately.
Yeah. So May 3rd, Monday, May 3rd is the first day we show it off to the world. And we've got a pretty busy schedule that day already, but we began taking start time reservations on December the 15th. Folks can go to our website, AmericanDunesGolfClub.com, and you'll see right at the top a book now button, and you can click that, fill out a small form, let us know the days and times that you'd like to come, how many are in your group, and then we will call you back. And we kind of had to do it that way. It's been so busy right out of the gate that we knew that when we get on a phone call, it takes a while. So to make this fast and responsive, we ask that you submit your request at this time of the year via email. Our staff will call you right back. If we can't get you exactly what you want, we'll work with you and get you as close to that as we can.
Yep.
And so that's happening right now. So the sooner the better. I would be not being honest with you if I didn't tell you that there's a few Saturdays that are quite full already. But there's a lot of good openings on the weekends yet and on the midweek. So
that's awesome.
We're happy to receive your emails and we're happy to assist in any way that we can.
Oh, that's great. And our listeners know that they can go to tripcaddy.com and they can go and make a request and we'll get it over to the good folks at American Dunes as well. But please do visit their website. So one final thing, I know Golf Trip Junkies, you're out there waiting for this. What's the giveaway? Let me just tell you, we're not going to do a giveaway this time. I think this is more of what you're going to give away to American Dunes. So we're going to kind of flip the switch just a little bit, just to say, hey, this is more about the experience that American Dunes is doing for our fallen warriors and the spirit and the harmony that comes with our charitable hearts and giving back to them. So when you book, you know that 100% of your proceeds will go back to Folds of Honor. If you pour a beer and you pay for that beer at the Cavu Bar, 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Folds of Honor. So we're going to be asking you to give something away through your charitable heart and go to American Dunes, book your tee time, bring all of your buddies up there. So we just want to make sure that, you know, this is a special episode that we're not going to ask Doug to give something, but we're going to ask you, the listener, to give your heart, give your mind, give your resources when you go and play American Dunes. And Doug, this has been so awesome as we talk about this and what you guys are doing. It's so special. I can't wait to get up there and visit. So May 3rd is where you guys are going to be opening it up. You can start booking today. Doug, do me a favor, summarize, if you can, in one or two words, what you, Lieutenant Rooney, all the investors, and Jack Nicklaus, how do you summarize all of that up there?
Wow. I think we did over the last, the whole show, but I would say from the staff's perspective, we're blessed to be here. We're blessed to be helping create something that I think will last a long time. Mr. Nicklaus has designed, and his staff and fellow architects and the contractors that build the golf course built a product that I truly believe that the general public will really enjoy playing, and it will stand the test of time for a long time. It won't get overgrown like it was. There won't be that opportunity. But I think for many, many years, the people are going to really enjoy coming here. And seriously, all our military members will appreciate the benefit that they may never know that they got from If you've got a group out of Chicago, or you've got a group that's listening in Kansas City or wherever that comes here and plays golf, not 100% of the proceeds, 100% of our profits. So we still got to pay the bills.
Profits. Take care of things. That's right.
But when that profit goes to a soldier's daughter in Texas, or when some of that money finds its way to Mississippi to help the son of a soldier that's either not with us any longer or severely wounded, that means something. So every single person who plays is making a difference. And that's an amazing, that takes a while to sink in. And it's really sunk into us over the 2 years that we've been here getting ready. So I thank all of your listeners. And if you can make it at some point in time in the future, I believe we'll give you a very nice day.
For sure.
For Colonel Rooney, I've got to believe it's a dream come true. I mean, he's an incredible man. He's the most positive person I've ever been around. He has seen the worst of what life gives us, considering what he did for a living and still does for a living. He still flies for the Air Force. But, you know, he put himself in that 1% category that was on the other side of the world doing stuff that you and I hope that we never have to see or experience. And I've met some amazing heroes, just like the Nate Fisher, our golf assistant golf professional that works for us, and the stories that he probably will never tell anybody. That's powerful stuff. And I respect, not having served myself, I respect all the veterans that are out there and what they've done for us. I've had family members do it. I'm living it every day in a fact that I'm in a family that adopted me, I like to say. So when Ann lost her husband in the U.S. Army and found me on the street with no kids and agreed to go on a blind date, here we are 22 years later, and we're in a very fortunate position to pay back.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to give back more than we receive from Folds, it's going to be a special, special golf course.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, God bless you and the team out there. We just thank you for what you're doing. We thank Lieutenant Colonel Rooney for his service, and we thank him for being able to come up with this vision, and for God blessing him with that vision to be able to put something like this together and wrap a team around him like you, Doug. It's unbelievable. And for all those that are golfers, because we can get out there and play golf and do the things that we love, those people that have fallen and sacrificed their lives for that mission so that we can have our freedoms. Just take a minute and let that soak in as you listen to this podcast, and do make your trek up to American Dunes and give back to those that have given so much. So with that, Doug, I just thank you. And I just pray for full tee sheets year over year over year for you guys and your team, and just my highest regards, highest respect. And just thank you. Just thank you. This has been an honor to have you on the show.
Well, hey, we're teammates in this, John. You are helping the mission by getting the word out. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Rich Tock from Aaron Hills for introducing us, a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours. And you know, crazy how the world goes around. I met Rich Tock at an event with PGA Magazine, 10 years ago in the Dominican Republic at a dinner. And here we are, very good friends. And if any of you have experienced what Rich and his crew at Aaron Hills have put together, I mean, we only can hope to be as good as they're doing the things over there. So for any of your listeners that have played there. So it's small world stuff. And it's awesome to be part of it. So thank you.
For sure.
Hey, let's recap the documentary and book from Lieutenant Dan Rooney.
It's so on Amazon Prime, you can see the documentary that truly tells the story. There's four families in this documentary, along with Colonel Rooney narrating it. Have your Kleenex available. It's really good. Folds of Honor, A Fighter Pilot's Mission to Deliver Healing and Hope to America.
Yes, that documentary is awesome.
Simply put, just if you make it to Amazon or Amazon Prime, just Google Folds of Honor documentary, and the title will pop up, and it's worth a watch, folks. It's only an hour and 15 minutes long, and I've heard some people that watched it, it's changed their life.
Absolutely. You sit down with your kids and your family and watch it together. It pulls at your heartstrings, as well as Dan's new book just released, Fly Into the Wind. That's also available on Amazon. you know, look at that. Also, there's a great video of Dan telling about his mission or his story about how this all came to be while he was sitting on the airplane that Doug was talking about earlier on in the show. Go take a look at that video. That is enough to really get the heart and mind of this gentleman, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney. Just amazing. So, Doug, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today. Just thank you. And thank you to you and your team.
Yeah, well, thank you, John and Brian. We're looking forward to hosting you personally up here so you can see it and we can maybe sneak around to golf in together.
Awesome. Golf Trip Junkies, you've been hanging out with Mr. Doug Bell at American Dunes today. I hope you've enjoyed your golf trip goodness for the day. I'm John and our show caddy, Brian, are here at the Golf Trip Authority reminding you, don't just show up prepared. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, Golf Trip Junkies, did you like what you heard from this episode? Request a trip quote from this destination or any of the others on their listing page on tripcaddy.com. For more golf trip goodness, follow Trip Caddy and the Golf Trip Authority on Instagram, Twitter, and our Facebook page.
If you'd like to donate to the Folds of Honor or find out how you can participate in the Patriot Golf Day, please visit thefoldsofhonor.org and join the mission. Special thank you to our sponsors of this episode, Innisbrook Golf Resort, French Lick Golf Resort, and Morning Reed.
And remember, when planning your next buddy golf trip, make Trip Caddy your first destination. Talk to you soon.